Say, it takes the word to live right. It takes the word in my heart to live holy as God has commanded. So we put the word in. So that's why it says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and keep on hearing and keep on hearing and keep on hearing and keep on hearing the word of God. I read something just this week. You know, you can't afford not to have time to read and study the word. And you can't live on yesterday's word. You got to have a fresh word today. Can you shout hallelujah? Wherefore, we're talking about Jesus. God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Say Jesus. Jesus. That name that is above every name. That the name, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth and the world. I was reading, thought I was going somewhere else to teach tonight, but I was reading how foolish the world is to think that their wisdom is better than the wisdom of God. It over in Isaiah, it says, in other words, it can't touch it. Even the whole earth is just like that for God in his greatness and his bigness, but yet he has time for me, say for me. So thank you, Father. You have time for me. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say time for me. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And what I was about to say was the foolishness of man today. We could just talk about it in America, and it's even worse in some places, that will just totally act like God's word doesn't exist. So you can abort a child whenever you get ready. You can change your lifestyle and your sex whenever you get ready. You can look at all kinds of stuff when you get ready. You can lie and cheat and steal when you get ready. And there's no rule. It's just how you think about it. How foolish. Those ideas have to bow to the name of Jesus. That name that is strong, that name that is powerful, that name that is above every other name, it is the name of Jesus. Say Jesus. Jesus. Say Jesus. Jesus. And that every tongue should confess Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Say that. Say Jesus, Jesus. You are my Lord. Bishop says it all the time. Jesus is Lord and nobody else. A Lord, I remember in 2015, Bishop was gone to Colorado to hunt. And the Lord gave me that message. He said, tell them, Corey, tell them I am Lord. And a Lord is a ruler. A Lord is one who has authority. A Lord is one that you obey. Say, Jesus, you are my Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 So what God wants you to know, it says in the scripture, it says, be ye holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord. And then Paul was talking about, I've been teaching you, I have told you, you've gotten a hold of this word, this holy word that calls you to live holy. And you put that holy word in your heart and you'll live holy. I broke my ankle many years ago, and I'm thinking about, you know, I had to conform to what that cast did. That cast was all the way up here. So it wasn't bending the ankle, and it wasn't walking like I could walk with the other. I had to conform to what that cast let me do, what it allowed me to do. And so that's what we have to do, is put the word in our heart, deep down in our heart, and then conform to what the word says to do. So, Lord, I conform to your word. Now, how much word you put in will determine your outcome. Will determine. I went to town, thought about it, 425, I think it was. I need to pay my internet bill. So I get in my vehicle to drive, and it says, 120, 31 miles to empty. You know how far it is up to the Natchez Trace, and come back and say 123, but I couldn't go to Oakland. I went to Oakland Monday. I have to put some more gas in. So if you believe in God and you're struggling, check your word level. Check your word level. See how much you've put in. See how much time you spent in that word. How much you've meditated in that word. How much you said over and over what God said. Or you've let the circumstances change you. God says, I'm calling you to a life of holiness and righteousness. And you can only get it. Faith only comes by hearing the word of God. Now, I can tell you of things that God has done for me, and it will inspire me. It will inspire you, but it won't give you faith. And that's where too many of us have gone. We've heard people's testimony. We've heard sermons. We grab hold of it, and we run off with it, but it's not in the heart. And we wonder why it's not working. The word has to be put in your heart. And the level of the word in your heart will determine your outcome. And then the study and getting a clear understanding that it's already yours. It's already done. I like what one minister says. There's enough healing power in every hospital room for that person to rise up healed. But they have to know that. They have to know how to receive what's already given. Bishop gave an example Sunday, and I was just about to leave, and the Lord told me to give this example. Word level. I can go to the store, and this is a $5 bill, and legally I won't be able to get anything that costs more than that, including tax. Got it?